Godly love. Love is kind and patient, never jealous, boastful, proud, or rude. Love isn't selfish or quick-tempered. It doesn't keep a record of wrongs. Love rejoices in the truth, but not the evil. Love is always supportive, loyal, hopeful, and trusting. Love never fails. 1 Corinthians 13, 4-8. Sarah wept as she confessed that she had a mental record of the wrongs her husband had committed toward her. She knew it was sin to harbor an unforgiving heart, but her pain was so deep she had difficulty laying it down and loving him. God defines love in 1 Corinthians 13, 4-8. God proved his love in giving us Jesus. Jesus modeled godly love by laying down his life and exhorts us to do the same for our husbands. In our own power, it is impossible to give this unworldly, sacrificial, godly love to our husbands. However, God makes it possible. Ask God to forgive you for your own sins. Then follow the Lord's example of forgiveness and forgive your husband. Lay down any pride, anger, record of wrongs, and self-seeking desires, and invite the Lord to empower you to take up patience, kindness, and truth. Trust God that through the power of the Holy Spirit, God can do far more than we dare ask or imagine in our marriages. He will help us to always protect, trust, hope, and persevere in our marriage when we desire to give godly love to our husbands. Lord, I trust you to transform my marriage. Empower me with the godly love that you intended me to have for my husband. The Lord wrote this devotional, Godly Love, through me, Tina Ilakwa, and it is published in 365 Devotional Readings for Wives, to Love and to Cherish.